sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The process of going through qualified voter files. Very important that this gets done this year, 2025. I'm working with the Michigan House Oversight Committee. I'm also working with Rochelle Smith, state representative, who's the chairwoman of the Election Integrity Subcommittee there within the House. Or I should say committee. It's not a subcommittee. It's not part of oversight. It's its separate own standalone committee. By getting this information to the state, to these two committees in Lansing, controlled by Republican majority, we have momentum on our side because of certain things that are happening in Washington, D.C. For example, Mike Lindell spent 2 hours with President Trump in the Oval Office. Mike Lindell presented to Donald Trump a letter from my wife, Victoria Bishop, the Antrim County Clerk, requesting that Donald Trump sign an executive order banning the use of Dominion Heart and ES&S machines in Michigan across our country, primarily due to the fact that they have foreign Chinese parts in the machines that give people remote access to them. We have the documentation, we have the proof. We submitted it to the president, and we're waiting to see if he comes out with some type of an executive order regarding the use of these machines in our elections. But more importantly than the machines themselves, people, is our qualified voter files. Qualified voter files are those that are maintained by the clerks in our counties, townships, cities, and villages. The local clerks basically run the elections. So your Alice Township, whatever Torch Lake, whatever township you live in, whatever village that's part of a township, is the clerks that run the elections. They actually do the work. they actually have the polling places open. They have poll workers there that have been certified by the county clerk as an election inspector worker to do the work. They can touch the ballots. The ballots are printed. You vote on them. You put them into the tabulators, and you're done voting in person. Absentee ballots are processed those days as well. That's a whole separate process that is based on qualified voter files. Who's actually registered to vote in your county? Well, we're going to talk about Presque Isle County, thanks to Pat and her research. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. We're going to focus on Presque Isle County right now. Great Republican County Party going over there. Got an entire Republican County Commissioner Board appointed in Presque Isle. Presque Isle, as you know, is north of Alpena County and due east of Sheboygan County. Well, they have, according to Pat's research and talking with the county clerk, Darren Darga, they have on their qualified voter files 11,860 people on their qualified voter files. 11,860. How many people is their total population? Well, according to the U.S. Census, the county has 12,982 people. That's their total population. Men, women, and children. Well, doing further investigation, she looked at the population under 20 years of age because they do it in 10-year brackets. Newborns to 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds to 19-year-olds. Then they have 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? In Presque Isle County, out of the 12,982 total population, 17% are under the age of 20. 2,207. So, Pat very simply took the number she got from the county clerk, Darren Darga, 11,860, divided by the number of adults, 10,775. Presque Isle County, folks, has 110% of their adult population on Anne Marie's qualified voter files. Why do I call them Anne Marie's? Because she's been the clerk all these years. Darren Darga just took over on January 2nd. He's had nothing to do with the qualified voter files as of yet. So, it's very simple. They need to clean up the qualified voter files. So with your permission, Pat, I'm going to go ahead and submit these numbers to the Michigan Oversight Committee via the website. If you want to do it yourself, feel free to do it. But I'm already working and communicating with them regarding Antrim County. This is, without a doubt, a major issue. Why? Who are these 10% qualified voter registered voters in Presque Isle County? Over 1,000 people. Almost dang near 1,100. 1,100 ghost voters, more than the number of adults, legal aged adults being able to vote in Presque Isle County. So here's the question. Who is going to hold them accountable to cleaning up their qualified voter files? If not us, we the people. People like Pat and I'm sure others in Presque Isle County that will want to press the clerks to do the right thing. But then here's the other point of the process. You guys work to clean up your qualified voter files in your Presque Isle County, in your individual townships, Akiak, Alice, etc. Well, guess what? There's a person in Lansing who has access to uploading people into your qualified voter files. Who is it? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Why? Well, they say that they get people registering to vote at Secretary of State's offices in Presque Isle County. As they go into the Secretary of State and register through them, that's where they are able to add people into your qualified voter files. Are we sure those are people coming truly from the Secretary of State's offices in Presque County? Are we sure that's where they're coming from? These clerks need to monitor this information coming to them from Jocelyn Benson. You don't just go along to get along and do what you're told by the Secretary of State. Why? Because you're independent of her. Clerks, listen to me. Not only county clerks, but township, city, village clerks. You are completely independent of the Secretary of State. You were elected by your constituents of your community. You are responsible for running the elections in your jurisdiction, not Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. It's that simple. She has no power. She has no authority to come into your community and tell you how to do things. She can put out guidelines. She can put out executive orders. She can put out rules. She can do whatever the heck she wants. But guess what? You are not obligated in any way, shape, or form to follow her rules. If that's not how you want to do it in your particular jurisdiction, your municipality, you don't do it. You do it the way you believe is the best way for your community. If she has a problem with it, then she can bring it up to your county clerk. County clerk has a bond. I believe it's $1 million minimum to protect them in the event of any lawsuits. They also have corporate representation, legal representation. Every municipality has a corporate attorney on retainer. This provides legal counsel for your county commissioners and all of your other elected officials within your county. Your clerk, your prosecutor, your registrar of deeds, your treasurer, drain commissioner, everybody has access and those services available to them. Jocelyn Benson wants to sue your little county or your little township? Well, you have remedy through your county clerk's office. So it's very, very interesting that we now have two counties done in our listening area. For those of you living in Otsego, Charlevoix, Emmett, Sheboygan, Alpena, Mackinac, Chippewa, I need you to do what Pat did. Contact your county clerk and simply ask how many people are on our qualified voter files. Do a little research regarding the U.S. government 2020 census. See how many total residents you have in your county. Look at the bar graphs, the information like Pat did. The 0 to 9 year olds, the 10 to 19 year olds, calculate the number of young people in your county to come up with your adult population number. Once you know your adult number, you simply take your qualified voter file registered voters in your county from your clerk and divide it by your adults. And you'll find out the percentage of how many adults, percentage-wise, of population you have in your qualified voter files. Antrim County's at 124%. Presque Isle County, according to Pat's numbers, 110%. We got to clean them up, people. And we have to do it this year. Why? Because we have a huge, major, important election next year, 2026. absolutely, absolutely have got to get these qualified voter files cleaned up. If we don't do it, our next election for the next governor, a new U.S. senator, Congress people in Washington, D.C., all of our state senators and all of our state reps are going to be on the ballot in 2026. If we don't get these files cleaned up, folks, shame on us. It absolutely has got to be done. One of the things you have to understand, and there's another little component to this. How many vacant lots are there in Presque Isle County? How many parcels of vacant land are in Presque Isle County? Every single one of these vacant lots, people, have mailing addresses assigned to the parcel ID numbers. They actually have a physical street address with the post office. So it wouldn't be really too far of a stretch for somebody to fill out a forwarding change of address on a property perhaps they don't even own and submit it to the post office. The postmasters don't look up at the Register of Deeds office or the treasurer's office to check to see if the person on the forwarding change of address owns the property or not. So they look at a vacant lot, they put a change of address in, they contact the local clerk, they request an absentee ballot be mailed to their home. Well, guess what? There is no home there. It's a vacant lot. However, the postmaster has a change of address forwarding for that parcel, a forwarding address to ship their mail to. The clerk mails out the absentee ballot. The postmaster forwarded it to the address they put the change of address forwarding to. The ballot gets received by somebody somewhere. They fill out the ballot and they mail it back to the clerk. We believe that's happening here in Antrim County. We have numerous large land developments that have still many unsold parcels or parcels that have never been built on. Lakes of the North, Shaney Creek Resort. We've got numerous developments in Antrim County. Every single one of them have an address, but no house. Nobody living there. I don't believe the local clerks even know whether or not the vacant lots have a house on them. Unless they physically get in their car and drive to that address, they have no way of knowing. And everything that Jocelyn Benson wants these clerks to do is do it per the computer. She doesn't want you out there driving around and checking addresses. She doesn't want you knocking on doors. Good job, Pat. Appreciate the work in Presque Isle County. Now we only have 81 other counties to go. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the